Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's 6:04. It is Tuesday morning, and looking forward to a busy morning. Don't forget our Project H2O going for another week. So anytime you want to come down, when you pick up your concert tickets, whatever you want, bring four or more cases of water that we're going to donate to the Salvation Army, and we'll give you a $25 gift card to Above the Crust Pizza or tickets for Steel Panther.
Sounds good.
At the House of Blues, we're at 2920 South Durango. Thank you to David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas. They brought down 100 cases.
Yeah.
And then Dave King with Hyundai of Las Vegas said, you know what? We're going to donate 500 cases. They took that directly to the Salvation Army.
Yeah, and that's all fine and well, but it can't stop there. You know, you guys need to, if you ever won tickets or if we've ever given you anything here, you know what, bring it. And it doesn't have to be the four. I mean, you know, we'll hook you up if it is, but bring a case of water. Bring a few of them by, and let's help out because it's only going to get hotter.
So we'll go through this Friday, donated to the Salvation Army. And if you want to find out more information about our location, stuff like that, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine, excessive heat warning today.
Oh, see? Exactly.
High 107, 108 tomorrow, 77 now. First dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty gossip entertainment tabloid news coming up.
Well. We got a new song from Smashing Pumpkins, and I'm going to tell you what is apparently the funniest movie from this century.
All right, all that and more after Supertramp, Logical Song.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy, entertainment tabloid news.
Well, apparently Anthony Bourdain was taking the anti-smoking drug Chantix. You've seen the ads for this. He was taking that at the time of his death. Now, one of the drug's known side effects, and they hit that pretty hard in the ads, is suicidal thoughts.
Oh.
And, yeah, I know. Gosh, I hope. It's supposed to be great drug to quit smoking, but it's kind of a dangerous drug as well to quit smoking. So in 2012, he tweeted, tried Chantix. It makes some people stabby, but it worked for me. So, yeah, whatever. But sad. Some thought that he and his girlfriend were having some problems, but apparently they kind of had an open relationship.
Oh.
She thought the world of him and all of that, but not having problems, just, you know. Just didn't happen.
Okay.
It's sad. Rolling Stone has a rundown of the 50 greatest comedies of the 21st century. Their number one movie, Best in Show. Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
It's hilarious, actually, on dog shows. Oh, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was quite the, I don't know, it was just very well written. I thought it was hilarious. The political satire, which I have not seen, In the Loop, came in at number two. Bridesmaids, number three. Step Brothers, number four, and Idiocracy, number five. Hmm. Interesting list. A lot more, of course, on there, but that's according to Rolling Stone.
All right.
And the Smashing Pumpkins, of course, they're coming to town. They performed their new song, their first new song in a very long time, about 18 years. It's called Solera. It was on The Tonight Show last night. We'll play some of that for you coming up here shortly.
All right.
That, for now, is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report, sponsored by Station Casinos.
Playing the hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 6:23. Carla, you had mentioned a new Smashing Pumpkins song.
Yes.
First time they have put out a new song in like 18 years.
A long time. I can't believe it's been that long.
Premiered it on the Jimmy Fallon Show, Tonight Show last night. Mm-hmm. Here's a sample of that. Is called Solera.
It's very Smashing Pumpkins. I like it.
And they're coming to town. If you want to find out information about that concert, other shows, go to our concert page on the website, 96.3kklz.com. It's just, you're right, it's very Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
I don't know how people, well, good for them.
Yeah.
Tickets for Blink 182. You want them? First chance to win, you got them. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise. Playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday.
Congrats, Michelle Hall. She picked up the tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Go see Blink 182 Friday night at the Pearl inside the Palms. Also, a gift card to El Segundo to treat dear old dad to lunch or dinner.
Nice.
At the Fashion Show Mall.
Sweet.
Qualified for the four passes to the new chocolate tasting experience from Ethel M. Chocolates. All that. Wow.
I know.
Is there a price pack?
I know. Dad, stay right around the corner. You're a dad.
Yep.
You're a dad.
Yep.
Hopefully you have some surprise. Well, I know. I already know what you're doing on Sunday.
Yes. Nothing. All right.
Now I know where you'll be.
We keep our water drive going. Some of the people from the Salvation are by. We're going to talk to Leslie and Juan. Yep. We'll do that after Kid Rock. We are collecting cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army. And if you want to find out how you can donate directly to us, just text the word water to 702-739-9636. Leslie Rogers and Juan Salinas, they're both here this morning from the Salvation Army. And Juan, tell everybody how important a donation of bottled water is to the Salvation Army this summer.
Well, I think it's very important. Like when people come in, they just take the bottled water.
Right.
The other thing that we find out, because a lot of people, you go through a lot of water on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
In a week, we probably go through about 2 pallets of water that we give out to the homeless.
Wow.
But then the homeless kind of recycle the bottle, the bottles. So that's kind of good because
that's nice.
It gets them some money as well.
So as much good as we think we're doing, this is almost like a drop in the bucket.
Well, I mean, but it's a big drop.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is the Salvation Army needs this all summer long, all year long.
All year long. Yeah. We probably go through, would you say, Juan, about 150 pallets?
Yeah, we'll go through in the next 6 months. We'll
so imagine that. So even if we're not doing this after, and we'll do it for another week.
Yeah.
You can always make a donation of bottled water directly to the Salvation Army. And if they want to do that, tell them where to go.
Donations can be brought to 35 West Owens. Last year, we had a little Girl Scout that 10 years old that kept on bringing water all summer long. She was collecting water and she did her own drive and she collected the water and would bring it to us.
I hope she got a badge. I hope she got a badge for that. Jeez.
We have another our admin office, which is 2900 Palomino, right off of Rancho in Charleston.
Excellent.
Because we have drivers that go back and forth delivering interoffice mail and all those things.
Right.
Twice a day. So we can just, it'll move from us up to Owens if that's easier for someone.
And give them a number to call if they have a huge donation. Give them a number to call and make arrangements to have that delivered.
They can call 702-701-5347.
Always doing a great job here in Las Vegas.
No
Salvation
kidding.
Army. Leslie,
no
Juan, thanks so much for coming by. 96 days of summer, more chances to win concert tickets, cash, getaways, and more. Details coming up soon on that. It is Tuesday morning, ramping up towards Father's Day weekend. Last hour you asked, what are you going to be doing for Father's Day?
Yeah, I know. Well, I know what you're going to be doing for Father's
Day.
Nothing. Yeah, in the pool, right?
And I asked, you know, my daughters asked me, what do you want for Father's Day?
Right.
Well, to be honest, I actually told them what I wanted for Father's Day. And I don't know, somebody said, this is what you really need. I forget, a friend of mine said, you know what you should get is one of those pressure washers.
Uh-huh.
I don't have one.
For what?
For the decking and the sidewalks and the garage and stuff like that. Do you have a pressure washer?
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I didn't know I needed one.
Okay.
Oh, you should get one. They're the best.
Okay.
So I told Nick and Kelly, maybe you want to collaborate.
Right.
And get dear old dad a pressure washer.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah! There you go.
And they both, when I told them each, you know, I wanted a pressure washer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
They kind of had that, like, when they were little.
Yeah.
What?
Let's face it. There are some things that, you know, guys or dads need and what maybe girls don't or won't want. I don't mean, God, that sounded bad, but... But, yeah, I mean, you know, and like where Nick is, why would she need a pressure washer?
Right.
And I don't know, you know, if David has a pressure washer, because he's still young. He probably doesn't need one of those till for a few years.
Yeah.
There are things you don't need till you're, you know, an older guy or dad.
So Nick's response is, well, I'll just talk to Kelly and give her money and she could buy it and we'll move on. Want to talk about gifts dear old dad wants and what you're going to get him after the police. 702-739-9636. Anytime you want to talk or text, powered by Centennial Toyota. What's that thing Dad asked for Father's Day that when you heard it, you said, huh, really?
Yeah. What do dads want?
Never thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, what is it, you know? And I don't know if Father's Day is a big gift holiday. I don't know. But, you know, if there's something you do want, what is it? What did
I just want? I always felt that Father's Day was one of those days that I get it. It was a made up holiday.
Yeah.
It's not really. But
yeah, all of them.
If
yeah.
there's a shot to get something.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to take it. Now,
yeah,
normally.
There you go.
Normally.
Okay.
I just get a nice card or something.
Right. Yeah.
But I always would throw it out there. Hey, if you don't know what to get me for Father's Day.
Yeah, and then they say, well, you got to get him something for Father's Day?
I'll just take it. You know, it's a crapshoot.
It was just his birthday. Why do we? Okay.
We just got Christmas, his birthday, and now it's Father's Day.
Buy a power washer. Okay. That's good. All right. Okay.
So I we're just wondering this morning, what is it when you asked your dad, hey, what would you like for Father's Day, aside from just being left alone?
Yeah. My dad was never big on that, like gifts and that. So we'd end up getting him, you know, something that he didn't need anyhow.
Right.
You know, I was like, oh, another money clip. That's great. Right.
So a lot of dads, I think, have figured out if I'm going to get something probably that I don't need or want, I might as well put it out there and get something I want.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what do you want, dads? I mean, be, you know what? Go ahead. Be eccentric.
Yeah.
Is there something you really, really want?
Or if you're the kids, what was it your dad asked for?
Yeah.
That you thought, huh, never would have guessed.
Okay. Sure.
That's what you want.
Get you a first sink. Sure. Yeah. That's great. Okay.
702-739-9636. Going to start our list right now. Just putting it out there. Dads, what do you really want for Father's Day? What would you really like?
I don't know about what you'd really like, but Sharon says, my dad didn't necessarily ask for it, but he liked to wear cologne, so I can't tell you how many years I got him an Aqua Velva gift set.
Nice.
Soap on a rope as well. That was the route I went when I was a young girl.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of us did that, the Aqua Velva. Or, hello, the Old Spice.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, Jerry says, 1 year, I got the coolest gift. Socks. May not sound so cool, but they were personalized. They had my name put on them.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I'm sure you had to order those. And Steven says, 1 year, I got the coolest gift ever. Scotch-infused toothpicks.
Whoa.
I don't even know where you get things like that. I mean, there are great places online that you can look for things like that, but I would like those.
That's something you don't ask for.
No, yeah. You know what? I want the Scotch toothpicks. What the heck?
It's like those A1 meat sauce barbecue smelling candles.
Yes, exactly.
You don't ask for that. You just get it.
And you go, well, this is cool.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I don't want a water pressure anymore.
Yeah, I want rum infused toothpicks.
Carla found the most awesome website for
gifts
for dad.
This thing is so cool. It's called Uncommon Goods.
Mm-hmm.
I had mentioned, somebody said that they got scotch-infused toothpicks 1 year. So I looked them up, and they're on this site.
We wanted to know, Dad, what do you really want Father's Day? Or what have you gotten in the past? And somebody brought up the toothpicks. And that's not something you ask for.
You just get it. They have ballpoint pens made out of, like, your favorite, like, your baseball stadiums, like the chairs that they've gotten rid of. They have pens made out of that wood.
Wow.
I know. And, like, the color from the whatever it may be that, you know, that your White Sox, one of their colors in the top of it.
Okay.
Oh, my God, they have the coolest stuff. You can do your own beer. They've got the personalized socks. It's so cool.
Nice.
It is so cool. Get on this site. I don't know. We're not endorsing anything. I just ran across it.
It's like one-stop shopping for dad, though.
Oh, my God, it's so cool. You want something different. Uncommon Goods, it's called. It is cool.
Yeah. Do they have that pen where you tip it upside down and the dress comes off the woman?
No, they don't have that.
They don't have that.
No, they don't have that.
Remember
one.
That pen?
No, yeah. I have one actually still where the guy's clothes come off.
Oh, they have one for girls?
They have one for, they do. Oh, yeah.
Where the guy's clothes come off?
I think I've had it for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And now it's just kind of like, it just kind of. It's like, move. Come
it
on. Get
move
the clothes off. No. No, the clothes don't come off as fast, but that's what happens as you get older, doesn't it, guys?
Oh, man. When I first saw that as a kid, I thought that was like the coolest pen ever.
She's naked.
No, put her, flip it
it's
over.
It's a pen.
And then flip it back.
Oh,
and then
my
the bell
God.
Would ring, and you'd have to leave the bathroom and go back to class.
Wow. No, but they have the job we were just talking about. They have the, like, 10-in-1 tool.
Yeah.
Pen. It's a pen that has like 10 tools in one.
So if you ever get stuck in the ductwork in a building.
Right. How many of you, have you gotten those? Mike, have you gotten those gifts? Like the 10 in one money
me,
clip?
Or you think the
well, you know.
Please.
It's a shoe phone.
Well, I get smart. You turn the heel and then...
Yeah, and you're talking the shoe phone.
I don't know. All right. Just some ideas for dear old dad this weekend. 8:05. Of course, our project H2O. Picking up steam. Got a nice donation from David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas. Then he threw down the gauntlet with 100 cases. Dave King with Hyundai of Las Vegas. So we're going to up the ante to 500 cases.
Yeah.
They delivered that directly to the Salvation Army.
Right, yeah.
Because Delbra downstairs goes, Mike, I can handle this much, but I can't handle that much.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for other dealerships to come through. Now, if you individually would like to stop by 2920 South Durango, drop off 4 cases or more, you can do that all week long from 8 to 5. And you pick up a gift card from Above the Crust Pizza, 2 locations, soon to be a 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Adam and Phyllis, great people.
Yeah, they are. You can grab yourself a pizza, or you can finally try Phyllis's meatballs.
Or a couple of tickets for Steel Panther over at the House of Blues. 4 cases or more goes directly to the Salvation Army. They need it so badly, not only this summer, but year-round. But we try and up the ante during the summer because, of course, it's going to be hot today. High 107, 108 tomorrow. So if you want to donate the water, we'd love to take it off your hands. Go to the store.
Yeah.
Maybe you're coming down to pick up tickets or something you won.
Right.
Just pick up a couple of cases.
You can stop right next door. There's a Smith, there's a Vons, there's an Albertsons right down the way. They're all surrounding us.
So 107 the high today, 108 tomorrow. It's about 82 now. And by the way, details on Project H2O on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Entertainment news, do that in a couple of minutes.
Gronk, Rob Gronkowski betting on himself.
All right, more on that, plus some other stories after Boston.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's Cheap, Trashy, Chatty, Gossipy Entertainment Tabloid News.
Warner Brothers Animation announced its plans for a new season of Looney Tunes cartoons. I love this. They already have about 1,000 minutes of content, which is a big deal. It'll premiere sometime early next year. I used to love Looney Tunes. And if you're wondering, kids, that's your Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and all, or I'm sorry, yeah. And Foghorn Leghorn.
Are they going to have Porky Pig at the end come out?
Yeah, I know.
That's all?
I hope so. I hope so.
That's all, folks?
I love Looney Tunes. Loved it. Yeah, I hope they do. Vulture.com, I mentioned earlier, funniest movies. Well, Vulture.com posted a list of some of the best father-daughter movies for Father's Day. It includes, which I think is one of the best, Father of the Bride. It's such a great movie.
Yeah.
Steve Martin, The Kids Are All Right, Little Miss Sunshine, Interstellar, and The Descendants. All really good movies. Dad movies. Really good dad movies. Father of the Bride is just the best. Mm-hmm. Just the absolute best. And funny. Oh, my God.
Trying to think if I have a father-daughter movie with Kelly or Nick. You know, I don't.
Yeah. Well, that
was such a crappy dad.
But I think these are more just those type of movies, father-daughter movies.
Okay.
Not that you necessarily have to watch with your daughter. But
Galaxy
just
Quest we'd watch
they're
together.
Just good about, yeah. Well, there you go.
Blazing Saddles.
And, sure. Okay. There you go.
You know.
There you go. Every kid should sit down and watch Blazing Saddles with
their dad.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. And Patriots tight end Gronk. Rob Gronkowski. So he bet $69 on his horse that was in, of course, the Belmont Stakes the other day, Gronkowski. And he bet on the horse to come in second at the Belmont Stakes. $69 he put on it. Came in second. Gronk came in second, and he won almost $1,000, $952 on a $69 bet. That's pretty good. That's pretty good stuff. I would bet on a horse with my name. So anybody
would
out there?
Would you really?
Yeah, I would. Oh, absolutely. You kind of have to, I think. Yeah, so that's kind of cool. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour.
96.3 KKLZ, enjoying the 96 days of summer. More chances to win concert tickets, cash, and getaways, plus a lot more. Tickets for Rod Stewart and qualify you for that staycation. Do that in about 8 minutes from now. We have tickets for Rod Stewart to give away. I'm going to put the phone lines on hold right now.
Okay.
So make it fair for everybody. But I'll tell you right now, Carla, it's going to be a text in to win. So
okay, all
as
right.
many people
through
as
the text line,
you can have qualify or at least have a shot to win the tickets, qualify for the staycation, which includes the overnight stay at Caesar's Palace, dinner for two at Gordon Ramsay's Pub and Grill. These tickets are going to be good for Rod Stewart June 29th from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Put a medley of three songs together from Rod Stewart. All you have to do is identify in order by title all three songs. Here they are. Listen closely. That's it.
Yeah, that okay.
Boom.
Really? Do you want people to win?
Well, it's a great prize. One more time.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's it.
Okay.
Three songs.
Back up. Okay. Okay.
Do you want a longer version?
Well, I mean, you can leave it at that for now.
No, I'll give you a longer
see,
version.
See what...
John, can you identify all three?
I don't know the names of all three songs, but I can hear the three distinct songs in
yeah.
there.
All right, one more time. Shh. That's it.
Okay.
Carla goes, you know yeah, what? Do, you're such a dick.
Yeah, exactly. I know. What are you thinking? Jeezy.
All right.
Ass hat. That's what we need. Yeah, we want people to win.
All right, text in those three titles
yeah,
right
go
now.
Ahead.
I just want to see if people
yeah.
will text in 702-739-9636.
You want to do it one more time because it'll take a minute or a second. I'm sorry.
All right, hold on. Here it
go
is
ahead.
One more time. Shh. That's it.
There you go. Fire right. it up. Come
are
on.
Are people texting in?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. No, they're
get
not.
Their phone out.
Nope, not one. But it'll take them a minute. They're probably processing it, right?
Is that
they're
what
processing
they're doing?
And
gotta pull
yeah.
over.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
All
sure.
Right, I'll play the long version then, the extended version. Here you go. These three songs.
Oh, look at you.
By title, okay. in order. It's Father's Day. I'm trying to be nice. Here you go. That's
okay.
it.
Okay. Oh, all
boy.
Right. Okay.
Now
wow,
are they texting
now.
In?
Text all three titles in order by title of the Rod Stewart song. 702-739-9636. Out of all the correct answers, at random, we'll select a winner and call them to let them know they won tickets for Rod Stewart and qualified for the staycation before 9 o'clock. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Rod Stewart. All you have to do, in order, by title, name these three songs in this quick medley. All right, Carla, we have Louise on the phone. Louise, you were one of the few that got all three titles in order correct. So tell everybody the names of the three songs.
It was Reason to Believe, Some Guys Have All the Luck, and of course, Hot Legs.
Yes.
And I gotta be honest, Louise, you were one of many that texted in. You were one of the few that got it right. Because I got a lot of WTH question mark. So, yeah.
All right. Well, the main point, the important thing is you got it. You're going to see Rod Stewart Friday night, June 29th from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Plaza, plus qualified for that staycation wow. at Caesar's Palace and dinner for two at Gordon Ramsay's Pub and Grill. It's
wow.
all a part of the 96 days of summer, so congrats, and thank you for listening nice. To the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. You rock.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. Now, that's what a hamburger is all about. A woman in Boston recently got a neck tattoo.
Okay.
Gotta be careful, Carla.
Tell me about it.
She got these tattoos on her neck of two things that remind her of her childhood backyard, a red maple leaf and a blue jay.
Okay.
But when she posted a photo on Instagram, somebody pointed out she accidentally got a tattoo of the Toronto Blue Jays logo.
Oh, gee.
The baseball team.
Oh, my God. Oh,
which,
my God.
See,
oh, well.
you just can't go back and go,
fix this.
A drunk, naked guy in Florida busted into a house on Friday, started attacking the guy who lived in the house with a rake. That guy grabbed a hammer and got in three good whacks before the cops came and arrested the naked guy. So you got a guy with a rake, guy with a hammer. You got a rake, I'm going to get a hammer.
And nudity. That doesn't go well. A rake and a hammer and a naked guy. Wow. Okay. That's okay. Mm. All right.
I'll take off my clothes and he'll be
boy.
Distracted for a minute
yeah.
so I can get in there and.
Wow. Okay. Well, in Tennessee, Mike, police arrested Jacob Hodge is his name. He was fighting them in his underwear and cowboy boots. That's all he had on at Walmart. at Walmart.
At least I got my boots on.
Oh, exactly. Police were called to the store to break up the fight. They got there. They found him drunk in his cowboy boots and undies. He was screaming and yelling. Officer said, hey, listen, dude, go home with your friends. He resisted. He hit the officer in the face. Boy. Well, you don't do that. Charged with public intoxication, you think? And disorderly conduct.
See, they were going to let him go home with his friends.
No, no. Well, I think it was the boots that made him a badass, Mike. And a Florida man's pet monkey attacked a Home Depot employee. He brought his pet monkey into the Home Depot. Here's all I got out of that is you finally find someone at Home Depot to help you, and your monkey bites them. Don't do that. Don't bring your monkey into Home Depot. You know how hard it is to find somebody? Excuse me. Hey, you. And then your monkey takes a chunk out of him. No, it's Tuesday. That's your other news.
96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, as we do every morning, try and wrap up the show with a feel-good story, a feature we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Well, reason to pick up the RJ today if you don't already. The Washington Capitals took out a full-page ad in the RJ congratulating the Vegas Golden Knights, and I will read it to you. Congratulations to the Vegas Golden Knights on the most successful inaugural season in the history of professional sports. World-class ownership, front office, coaching staff, and people, a magnificent team of talented, hardworking players and stars, a fantastic venue filled with passion, loud, and proud fans. It was an honor to compete against you in the Stanley Cup Final. You are truly Vegas strong. The Washington Capitals. There's a very cool picture of Fleury and Ovechkin shaking hands.
I think that's Holtby.
Is it Holtby? I'm sorry. Yes, it is Holtby. I can't tell with the beards. Yeah, it's really, really cool. And it's a full-page ad. It's in the first section. This is really classy.
Very classy.
Really classy. You know, they beat our butts. They didn't have to congratulate us.
No.
And they're throwing a big parade today. And you know what? Hats off to the Washington Capitals. They did it. They worked hard. And congratulations to them. It made me just feel so good.
Yeah.
It really did. And I know that's what the NHL is all about.
They're all about that.
Yeah. So you know what? Season ticket holders, good on you. Those of you who aren't, get in there. The season's right around the corner.
Any feel-good story you might have or know of, email it to us through our website. Right there on the Mike and Carla page. You got a little title thing, and you can just click on that and fill it out. And we'd love to hear a feel-good story from you on our website, 96.3kklz.com, before we kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Bic Flex Razors. Join the millions of guys who use Bic Flex Razors. Smooth shave, smooth price, Bic Flex. Looking forward to coming back Wednesday morning.
Yep, we'll have more of those Blink 182 tickets. That is going to be a fun show. If you haven't seen them, man, you will enjoy that show. Also, somebody else, by God, and that's the one and only Rod Stewart. We'll have tickets for that. It's Wednesday. That means another round of
Kazuki-Oki Wednesday.
Right on.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have another pair of tickets for Rod Stewart. Qualify you for that staycation. She'll do that at about 11:40. Otherwise, anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up with the podcast of this show, interviews, showbiz news, and more right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Click on the Mike and Carla Morning Show icon. It'll take you right there. Everything you need on one little page. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.